Last night's Bethel City Council meeting saw its biggest public attendance in months. Many came to share their outrage about the handling of Juanita Nick's rape case. Although Bethel City Council approved a proclamation declaring April to be Sexual Assault Awareness Month, they took no other official measures to address Nick's case or the general handling of sexual assault crimes in Bethel. Bethel resident Juanita Nick says she was raped in December and that the Bethel Police Department mishandled her case. Police Chief Richard Simmons has declined to comment on her allegations, but Nick says nearly everything about the handling was botched. From the 7 hours she says it took police to respond to the alleged 34 days it took officers to pick up her rape kit from initial processing at the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation. YKHC says rape kits are available within 24 hours after being dropped off. And state statute says officers must send rape kits to a crime lab for processing within 30 days of collecting them. Nick said she's had to go public with her case in order to get the district attorney to look at it.
My rape kit waited over 30 days for the Bethel police to pick it up. Victims should never have to disclose personal information like this. I demand you make changes. That's all.
Nick and her supporters showed up on Zoom or called into last night's meeting to express their anger, and not only about alleged police mishandling. Some Nick supporters also directed comments to City Manager Pete Williams.
Hello again, everybody. My name is Ruth Abigail Miller. I'm coming to you, Pete, because after I spoke here last time, Mark Springer said that you were more responsible for the Bethel Police Department opposed to City Council and the Public Safety Commission.
In the prior City Council meeting, Councilmember Springer urged City Manager Williams to look into this case with Police Chief Richard Simmons. But last Friday, when KYUK reporter Greg Kim asked Williams if he had followed up with Chief Simmons, Williams said he had not. Councilmember Springer also suggested in the prior meeting that police mishandling of a rape case isn't in the council's purview. This meeting's agenda didn't contain this as an ordinance or item, so council members didn't take any specific steps, other than to proclaim April as Sexual Assault Awareness Month. But when it came time for council member comments, members now seemed to show their support for tackling this issue head on. Council member Alyssa Leary said this issue is important and must be faced by all parties.
This is an extremely difficult issue, and it deserves the full attention of this council, the city manager, and the Bethel Police Department. I believe that the first step in addressing any problem is admitting that the problem exists rather than passing blame.
Councilmember Rose Sugar Henderson agreed with Leary, saying the council needs to find, quote, a solution.
Like Councilmember Leary said, let's not place blame. Let's work on a solution. We can only move forward from this, and we need to get a solution done.
And Councilmember Conrad C.J. McCormick, who is personally involved with a member of the rape victim's family, took it a step further.
I'm ready to accept full responsibility for the failure that we've seen.
Councilmember McCormick says he hopes the council can do something and that it will make, quote, substantial changes. The next regular city council meeting on the agenda is Tuesday, April 6th.